O Guru Kripalji, we cannot bear the pains. Living in the world, we cannot control the mind. This is Sanchi's Bhajan, Kirapala Guruji Sato, on page 50. Daily our mind goes on sinning and doesn't care. It never walks straight to the satsang. We cannot forget the desires of the moment, of the mind, even for a moment. Save us from the five thieves. Spread the coolness within the heated souls. We cannot remove the sins within us. Hail Kripal, hail the limitless Shabd, who has liberated millions of souls. Without you, the sinking ships cannot be brought to the shore. O true Father, day and night I remember you. Waiting for you, I count the days. Ajayb says, we cannot forget the qualities of Kripal. O Guru Kripalji, we cannot bear the pains. Living in the world, we cannot control the mind.
Kripal Guruji Sato Dukana Sahare Jande Duniya Devi Chureke Manane Jemare Jande Kripal Guruji Sato Dukana Sahare Jande Duniya Devi Chureke Manane Jemare Jande Kari Jave Nit Papa Sadaman Gabarave Na Satsanga Vala Siddha Chalaka Diyave Na Kari Jave Nit Papa Sadaman Gabarave Na Satsanga Vala Siddha Chalakavizavena Sade Manna Dejo Purane Ikpal Navisare Jande Duniya Devi Chureke Manna Neje Mare Jande Kripal Guruji Sato Dukana Sahare Jande Duniya Devi Chureke Manane Jemare Jande Panja Chora Kolosanu Anabachadeo Tapadiya Ruhatai Tandavarata Deo Panja Chora Kolosanu Anabacha Deo Tapadiya Ruhatai Tandavarata Deo Sada Dila Vicha Papajo Sato na utare jande Duniya Devi Chureke Manane Jemare Jande Kripal Guruji Sato Dukana Sahare Jande Duniya Devi Chureke Manane Jemare Jande Dana Kripala Dana Shabda Apara He Laka Laka Jivada Kariya Udara He Dana Kripala Dana Shabda Apara He lak lak jivanda kariya udar hai tere bin dube bere paranai utare jande duniya devi chure ke manane je mare jande kirpa guru ji sato dukna sahare jande duniya devi chure ke manane je mare jande Dina rata sache pita yada manava me tak tak raha tera osiya pava me Dina rata sache pita yada manava me Tak tak raha tera osiya pava me ajaib kahe kirpal jide guna visare jande duniya devi chure ke manane je mare jande kirpa guru ji sato dukna sahare jande duniya devi chure ke manane je mare jande
Hail Kirpal, hail the limitless Shabad, who has liberated millions of souls. Without you, the sinking ships cannot be brought to the shore. O Guru Kirpalji, we cannot bear the pains. Living in the world, we cannot control the mind. A brief announcement. This is 4 weeks to go now, before the great July retreat. It'll be Monday, July 2nd through Friday, July 6th. As always, schedules and sign-up sheets for meals are at the book table. And if you're going to need overnight accommodations, please, please let the ashram know well ahead of time. We're continuing reading in the book, In Search of the Gracious One. And we're in the section entitled The Meeting with Kirpal. Sanchi's recounting the day that Kirpal came just as he was told that God would come to him. So this section we're beginning starts with a bhajan, Ajashubad Dihardae. Today is the auspicious day, and it has come with good fortune, for we had the darshan of our beloved Satguru. One who is entangled in this world, one who is always forgetful in this world, one who has gone many times up and down, and one who is stopped in this world, one who was caught in the superstition and the blind faith of the world, he has been taught the teachings of Satguru, and Satguru has put him on the path. Today, he speaks some of light, some far and near, and other matters are coming on his lips like waves in the ocean. He has awakened our within by saying some incidents of past days, some of the present days, some of the coming days, and he has told us many good things. Thus he has awakened our within. He who is the beloved and worthy of worship in this mortal world He is free from all the temptations. He is the star of this dark world, and he has removed the sins from the world, from me and you. And he has cleared up the difference between the liar and the truthful one, between the low and the high. One who is to get hell gets heaven if he comes to his path. This is in one's own hands. One who does this meditation, whether today or tomorrow, will never die out of the hunger of Nam, because coming to this path, many sinners have turned into devotees. God is not achieved by going in the mosque, nor is he in the temple. He is not in the wilderness, but he is within everybody. When we close our outer eyes and walk on the path shown by Master, and when we do the Simran of Master's teachings, Master himself unites us with God after bringing us to the path. From the shadow of the clouds and from behind the drops of rain, from the cold of winter and the fire of summer, Master's teachings, Master's grace, and Master's sayings have liberated millions of sinners who have remembered his Nam only for once. This is the determination of Ajaib. Always be attached to Kripal. Always be happy in his will. Whatever he gives, always be contented with that. This is your path. And if you go away from the path, you will go astray, you will suffer. Because those who have forgotten their Satguru have not been happy. And now Sanchi says, in India, there is the custom that when, during the wedding, the groom enters the home, or when we bring some new thing into our home, before that thing enters the door, some oil is poured on the gate, and it is considered to be an auspicious occasion. However, Guru Nanak Sahib says that the moment or the day when we meet our beloved Master, only that moment is counted and considered to be auspicious in our life. The moment when we are able to meet our Master is the most auspicious day, the most auspicious moment. In search of happiness and peace, we cross the oceans, we climb the mountains, we go all around the world. We collect all the riches and the wealth of this world. We even acquire power and we become rulers. We create children and we do so many things in this world to achieve peace and happiness. However, even if we become the owners of all the mountains, even if we collect all the riches of this world, still, we won't get any peace and happiness. This is my personal experience, that one gets happiness and true peace only twice in his lifetime. One time is when we meet the physical form of the Master. If we have that great yearning and love for the Master, when we are able to meet him on the physical level, on that day, our mind that is wandering here and there stops wandering, and we get the real peace and contentment. The second time, when we get real peace, contentment, and happiness in our within, is the day when we are able to withdraw from all the nine openings of the body, when by doing the Simran, we are able to rise above our body consciousness and come behind the eyes and see the radiant form of the Master. These are the 2 days when we get real happiness. On the day that the Master first came to my ashram, I sang this bhajan to him that says, today is the auspicious day, and it has come with great good fortune, because today I am having the darshan of my beloved Satguru. I sang that bhajan because that was the fact of my life. It was the truth of my life. I understood that moment, that second, when I met Almighty Omnipotent Master Kripal as the most auspicious moment. I had never seen such an auspicious day before, and moreover, I was not sure whether I would have that opportunity again or not. That is why I called that as the most auspicious day, and I sang this bhajan to him. Even now, many years later, whenever the dear ones sing this bhajan, it refreshes my memory of those moments, those first moments when I met my beloved Lord. If one reads the words of this bhajan, one will find hundreds of secrets hidden behind every single word. On the same day, I also sang the bhajan that says, God has come in the form of a man, because that was also true. Truly speaking, at that time, I was half mad, because my Satguru Kripal came into my house. He was the owner of that hidden power. He was all in all. Master listened to those bhajans, and he paid a lot of attention to them. After listening carefully to each and every sentence, after listening to each and every word, Master was very pleased, and I was gaining his pleasure. The way I sang those bhajans to him was so devoted, was so full of so much yearning, that I was able to drink a lot of nectar from him. After each and every word he was saying, yes, tikhe, tikhe, this is good, this is good. He was pointing at me, and he was very much happy. Moreover, there were many people present there at that time to share in that happiness. And now this is that bhajan, which is Banda Banake Aya. After becoming a man, God came. After coming, he awakened the world. For many births, the souls were stuck here. For millions of miles, the souls wandered astray. He himself made this union. Millions of sinners have come to his door. With one glance, he liberated them. He took their raft across. Those who received his grace and mercy came and met him with no delay. They got his secret. In satsang, he made this proclamation, O man, why did you come into this world? And he showed the path of love. He showed the path of Simran and Bhajan. He made us leave all the rites and rituals and do the repetition of Nam. Ajab says, meditate on Nam. God himself will come and be gracious. He distributes the true happiness. And Sanchi continues, during that time, when I was singing to my master, he gave me his darshan, the way that Kabir Sahib gave his darshan to Dharam Das, his disciple. Dharam Das came to Kabir Sahib only after much searching and only after losing all his wealth in his search for God. At the time that Kabir Sahib was giving him initiation, Kabir gave him the inner darshan and told him about his previous births. He made Dharam Das realize that he had always been trying to get Dharam Das to Sachkhand in his previous births. And at last, in this birth, it happened that he had come to Kabir and he got the initiation. In the same way, when Master Kripal met me, he showed me very clearly that he was looking for me and that he was waiting for me to come to him to get initiation and go up. So that is why when he came to my ashram, I sang these two songs. He liked those bhajans. And when a lot of satsangis were sitting in front of him, I said, Master, at least for today, you should give your darshan openly to all the dear ones, so we will not have to struggle day and night for your inner darshan. If you don't want to give us this blessing daily, at least for today, because today is the most auspicious day in my life. You should give your inner darshan to me and to all the people, so that everyone will know that God is only one, and he neither resides in the temple, nor in the mosque, nor in the church. He resides in the hearts of the devotees. I told him, give us your darshan openly, so that the priests in the temple, as well as the mullahs in the mosque, may all realize that God does not reside in their buildings, but he resides within the devotees of God. If you give your real darshan to everybody, if you reveal your secret to everybody, all the confusion and illusion that people have spread in the world will go away. And I told him, in this way, O Kripal, all the fighting which people are doing in temples and mosques, where people say, our temple is good, or our mosque is good, all the conflicts that arise from this, all the delusions will also be resolved. Then the people will realize that the man body is the real temple or mosque within which Kripal is residing, within which that Kripal is God. Still, I remember that happiness, and at that time, my soul confessed within me that this is the long-separated God. This is my old companion. This is my beloved Kripal. At that time, I was sure that everywhere there is Kripal. In the water there is Kripal. In the air there is Kripal. On the earth there is Kripal. In the sky there is Kripal. Everywhere there is Kripal, and there is only Kripal everywhere. Kripal is the protector, and Kripal is the destroyer. Guru Nanak has written in his writings, if the gracious saint is showering Kripal, and the word Kripal in Hindi means gracious, if the gracious saint is showering Kripal, is showering grace, then even the sinners, even the critics, can be liberated with the other people. And then there's one more bhajan here. This is Tumase Tumase Merdi Prita Purani. O beloved Kripal Guru, my love with you is very ancient. I am lying at your door. I'm standing with my hands stretched out. The eyes are thirsty. Make me have your darshan. Shower grace, O Lord. Take me across. O friend of the miserable ones, the ocean of compassion, how do you forget me? Showering grace, you liberated the saints. O Satguru, you have liberated even the sinners. You ate the contaminated fruits of Shivari. You embraced all those who came into your refuge. You have erased everyone's difficulties. You have known everyone's pains. O Satguru, I am in your refuge. You are an ocean, and I am your drop. You are my mother and father and brother. I am a beggar, and you are the giver. O Ajab, this is the tale of lives. This is the story of birth after birth. O beloved Kripal, my love with you is very ancient. And Sanchi continues, all the great souls come from the same plane, and they know each other very well. However, they do not come into contact in the physical world until their destined time has come. Before they meet physically, the yearning that the disciple has for the master is such that he always feels that something is piercing through his heart. He always feels that something is lacking within him, that something is missing within him. Right from his childhood, he is always longing to meet the master because he knows that great soul, because they have both come from the same plane. For such disciples also the time is predetermined when they are supposed to go and meet with their master. Even though they themselves are the enlightened ones, but still their time is predetermined, and when that appropriate time comes, they go to the master. When they come to their master, and they look into the eyes of the master, they realize that he is their old friend, and for them that is enough. When they come to the master, just within moments, in the first exchange of glances, they understand that this is the master, and from this soul they have to receive spirituality. Such a disciple feels happiness only when he comes across the beloved of God, when that saint gives him initiation into Shabdanam, and when he gets the opportunity to do God's devotion. When such souls who come into this world with this feeling of yearning, with this pain of separation, and they meet their master, when their glances are exchanged, when they look into the eyes of their master, the intoxication they receive at that moment cannot be described. They become so much absorbed in the love of their master that even if they were to be cut into pieces, still they would not complain. They would not hesitate if it were for the love of the master. No matter what they are offered in this world, no matter how many difficulties they have to go through, once they go to the master, their enthusiasm, their passion, their love for the master never decreases. Instead, it goes on increasing with every moment. And we will leave off there. And we're continuing, in a satsang talk that Sanchi gave in February of 1980 in Rajasthan. And Sanchi's commenting on the Sukhmani. This talk was published in the magazine under the title, Nobody Will Do It. So we'll continue. We'll pick up with lines from Guru Arjan's hymn. He himself is within everything. In many ways, he makes and unmakes things. And Sanchi says, God is everywhere. In the ant, God is present. And in the elephant, the same God is present. All that we see is the play created by God. And God is present everywhere in the play which he has created. And again from the hymn, he is indestructible and indivisible. He creates the whole creation. God is indestructible, and he is never destroyed. Nor can the creations which he has created be destroyed if it is not in his will. No one can destroy that which God has created. It is destroyed only if God himself does so. And from the hymn, he is the unseen, unfathomable, and glorious. Nanak says, if he makes one repeat his Naam, only then can one repeat his Naam. God is unfathomable, and we cannot fathom him. We cannot understand God if we don't get a perfect master. And if that perfect master doesn't shower grace on us, we cannot realize God, and we cannot have any knowledge of him. It's not in the control of a blind man to go and catch hold of the person who has eyes. Unless the person who has eyes calls the blind man, he cannot catch hold of him. In the same way, unless God showers grace on us, we cannot do his devotion, and we cannot have any knowledge of him, because we are the blind ones, and he has the eyes. Dadu Sahib said that there is clarified butter in the milk, but unless we churn it, we cannot get butter from it. And unless we heat up that butter, we cannot get the clarified butter. In the same way, God is within us, but unless we analyze ourselves, we cannot realize Him. Again from the hymn. Those who have manifested God are glorious. The whole world will be saved by their mantra. Those who have manifested God within themselves are glorified in this world. Even when they leave this world, still they are glorified and honored. The entire creation can be liberated by taking the mantra or charged words of those Mahatmas who have manifested God within themselves. Guru Nanak Sahib says that just by giving one particle of his Naam, a Gurumukh can liberate millions of souls. Swamiji Maharaj also says that the glory of the Gurumukh is very high, because just by one particle of his Naam, he liberates millions. Saints and Mahatmas do not give the mantra from hearsay. They do not learn the mantra by reading books. They give the holy words, the sacred words, which they have earned and which they have meditated upon. And behind the words which the Master gives, works his charging. From the hymn, the servants of God liberate all. The servants of God remove the pain. Those who become the servants of God, the devotees of God, and manifest God within themselves, come into this world for the benefit of other people. They come into this world to liberate us. Only those who have good fortune can come in contact with them and take advantage of them. Otherwise, it is not in our hands. Only the most fortunate ones contact them. There's no law that only a few people can come to them, or that they can liberate only so many people. God has given them the great treasure of Naam and told them to bring as many souls as they can, as many souls as will come to them. That is why all the fortunate souls, those who come in contact with them, get liberation. Once, Narada went to God and requested him, "The people of the world are in much suffering and in miserable conditions. You should let them come and reside in your heavens, where there is so much happiness." And God told him, "All right, I will give a place to all those who will come with you. You go, bring as many as you can." So Narada went to one shopkeeper who was very old. He was coughing, and he was in a very miserable condition. His sons were at their homes, and he was taking care of his shop and doing his business. So Narada thought, "He is suffering much. Let me tell him about heaven. I'm sure that he will get ready and come with me." So Narada told him, "Oh, old man, do you want to go to heaven? I see that you are suffering very much. You should go to heaven. I've come to take you." The old man asked him, "Who are you?" And he replied, "I am Narada, the devotee of God. You know how the worldly people are always against the devotees of God because they don't understand them as good people, because mostly the devotees of God don't deal in the worldly things, and they always remain in the remembrance of God, and they inspire people towards God. That is why most of the worldly people don't like the devotees of God." So the old man said, "Well, right now I can't leave this shop because my children are not here, and I can't leave without having a responsible person take over for me. I don't want to go to heaven right now, but maybe someday I will think about going there. So Narada became very sad because that old man was not ready to go with him. Then he went to one very old farmer who was also in a very miserable condition, and he was plowing his fields. Narada had pity on him and told him, "Oh, old man, come with me to the heavens." But that old man said, "No, I can't go to the heavens now because my children are very young and they cannot take care of the land, and I am doing this work because they are not able to do it. I don't want to go to the heavens." So again, Narada became very sad. And then he thought, "Since no man is ready to go to heaven, let me go to the animals." So he went to the pigs, who live in a very miserable condition, eating garbage and dirt. He thought, because of that, they would be very unhappy, and they would want to leave this world and go to heaven. So he asked one pig, "Do you want to come to heaven?" And the pig asked, "Will I get any garbage to eat in heaven?" Narada said, "What is the use of going to heaven if you still have to eat garbage?" And then the pig asked him, "Will I get as many children in heaven as I have here?" So Narada said, "What is the use of going to heaven if you still have to deal with children and problems like that?" So the pig said, "Well, I don't think that any wise person will go with you to heaven. If there's no garbage and no children there, what's the use of it? Only foolish persons will go with you. I don't want to go." So Narada became very sad. And when he went back to God, God asked him why he was sad. And Narada replied, "Lord, I have seen in the world that everybody is suffering, and they are wailing like anything. But when I come to tell them to come to heaven and do the devotion of God, nobody will do it." And from the hymn, "The Merciful One Himself unites the souls with Him. Those who meditate on the Shabd of the Master become happy." When God showers grace on mankind, He comes in the body of a man, and He comes and dwells among men. And He tells them in which form that God is residing within them, and He tells them to do the practices by which they can realize God. And those who obey Him and practice the path according to His teachings, they get the real peace and happiness because they get united with God. Again from the hymn, "Only those do their seva on whom God showers His grace. They are the most fortunate ones." When God showers grace on people, He comes in the body of the Master and lives in this world. And only the most fortunate ones get the opportunity to be in the service of that Mahatma. From the hymn, "By meditating on Nam, one gets rest. Nanak says, understand such a man as the ideal." The soul gets rest and peace only by doing the meditation of Nam. Those who do the meditation of Nam become the ideal people in this world because of that rest and peace. And from the hymn, "Whatever he does it in the will of God. He always resides with God." Those who manifest that God within them, even for once, always have God residing with them after that. Whatever that person does, he does in the will of God and by the orders of God. Masters do not become the equal of God. They live in this world as the dear sons of God. and those who are the dear children can make their father work as they want. And since the masters live in this world as dear children, whatever they want, they can make God do that. And from the hymn, "He who remains happy in what happens normally recognizes the doer." Now, those who remain happy with whatever comes of itself, no matter if pain or happiness comes, those who always remain happy in the will of God manifest God within them. And again from the hymn, "Whatever God does is pleasing to the devotees. God appears to them as in fact he is." So the devotees of God savor the will of God as a sweet thing. They are always happy by living in his will. And the final lines in the hymn, "They are absorbed in him from whom they were created. They become the treasurer of happiness. He himself gives honor to himself. Nanak says, understand God and his servants as one." God himself gives honor to himself because God himself comes in the body of the master and lives among men. And he himself resides within the disciples and makes them also win honor in this world. God resides everywhere, in all the particles, in all the creatures of this world he resides. That is why we should always do his devotion. Only they are the ideal people who do the meditation on Shabad Nam. Guru Nanak says, if we want to find the ideal ones in this world, we will find only a few. That concludes that satsang. We'll finish our reading today with a talk that Sanchi gave in October of 1981 to the group at that time. This is a talk given at the underground room. So Sanchi says, "To obey the command of the master is the first feat of success in the path of the masters, because he never gives us any useless order. It may seem to us, in the beginning, outwardly, that the order which the master is giving to us does not have any sense, or is useless. But in fact, it is not useless, which is proved later on. Master is almighty, and he knows everything. He has taken the human form only because we are ignorant beings. And to teach us, he has taken our form. He is almighty. He is God. Master is the power who does not spare anyone. For him, the Sangat and his worldly children are both alike. As a matter of fact, his Sangat is his family, and the Sangat is very dear to him. He comes into this world only for the sake of the Sangat. If, without doing the meditation, one says, Master is mine, or Master belongs to me, well, he is going in the wrong direction. To whom does the Master belong? The Master belongs only to those who do the meditation. In the form of Shabad, Master is pervading everywhere. That is why distance makes no difference for him. The oceans cannot separate his power. I came to this place from Kunichuk only because of the orders of the Master. He gave me the order to sit here and meditate. He has given me the orders to live simply all the time and now also from within, he's telling me to be simple. I have no connection with my own family because graciously, Kripal has finished off that connection. My family is the Sangat, and I belong to the Sangat. So, at this place, obeying the order of the Master to be simple, I came here, and I made this simple house. The thing which you can see behind you is the kitchen where one Sevadar lived, who used to cook food for me while I was staying here. At that time, I also made that little tank that you see here for storing water. There was no program to expand this place, to make anything other than this here, so only this building was made at that time. The additional building that we have now is made only for the convenience of you people, and you can see that these new accommodations are also very simple. The Sevadar who used to live with me, I requested him, "You eat your food at your regular time. You leave my food here, and whenever I feel hungry, I will come out and eat." A meditator is not aware of when the day has passed or when the night has passed. I never kept any comfortable or soft cushion under me. You will see that wooden slab on which I used to sit. I didn't keep any cushion on it. Often the Sevadar who was with me gave up hope for me because many times I wouldn't come out for 2 or 3 days. But the promise which Master made to me, that he would come to me, he told me, "Close your eyes and sit, and I will come to see you by myself." And he kept that promise. He always used to come and see me. Master always fulfills the promises which he makes to the disciple. Those who understand the Master as only the body, and that he will do things according to their instructions, or that he will go to their places, then he will tell them, "You have not understood the Master." When in the company of millions of people, he is doing satsang, or he is making us meditate, or when he is seeing us, at that same time, at some other place, he's protecting some other soul also. Many times we are surprised to see that the Master is sleeping, but at the same time, he is protecting some other soul far distant. Many times letters are received saying that the Master has protected them. And when the disciple with whom this thing has happened comes and thanks him for the grace of the Master, Master simply replies, "Well, I was doing satsang. It was all God who was doing it." Saints do not show anything, and they do not say they have done any favors for anybody. We should all do our bhajan and simran, because we are very fortunate that God has showered grace on us and has brought us in his selection. If we do our bhajan and simran, that means we will be helping our Master in his mission. Master Sawan Singh Ji used to say that negative power will not forget, so will not forgive, even one single deed. Either the disciple has to pay the reaction, or the Master does. Negative power has the full right to ask for anything from the body of the Master in connection with paying off the karma of the disciple. If he wants, he can even ask for blood, or an eye, or any other part of the body, a leg or anything he wants, and the Master will have to give that to him without hesitation. Saints are free from all karma. Whatever pains or sufferings they have to go through is due to the karmas of the disciples, which they happily accept. So this is the place where Master Kripal showered all his grace on this little man. This is the place where he came and showered all his grace on me. Many times I have said I was useless. Nobody was ready to even give a single penny for me. But then I met Master Kripal Singh, and my body has become precious. Now, one by one, you can go into the room and see it. We're continuing a tape that is a talk of Santji's in the February 1989 group. Santji's commenting on the verse of Bhai Gurdas.
Bada karan nindya karan wale da tehi handa hai. ਜਾਂ ਤਾਂ ਉਹਨੂੰ ਹੰਕਾਰ ਆ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ, ਹੰਕਾਰ ਵੀ ਆਦਮੀ ਨੂੰ ਗਧੇ ਜੈਸਾ ਬਣਾ ਦਿੰਦਾ ਹੈ, ਮੋਟੇ ਮਨ ਵਾਲਾ, ਔਰ ਜਾਂ ਲਾਲਚ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ, ਉਹਦਾ ਮਕਸਦ ਪੂਰਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਗਾ, ਉਸ ਪਿੱਛੇ ਉਹ ਹੀਰਸ਼ਾ ਕਰਦਾ ਹੈ, ਹੀਰਸ਼ਾ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚੋਂ ਨਿੰਦਿਆ ਜਨਮ ਲੈ ਲੈਂਦੀ ਹੈ.
The biggest reason why the critics criticize others is the greed and the egoism, because he has this egoism, and that is why he criticizes. Or if he does not have the egoism, then he has this then he has the greed, because his interest is not being fulfilled, and that is why, since he cannot fulfill his interest, since he cannot fulfill his desires of the greed, that is why he becomes jealous of the other person, and from the jealousy the criticism is born.
Lekin jo shabd naam di kamai karde hai, andar jande hai, guru nu pragat kar lende hai, unna de khyal inna to ult hunde hai, unna ne hankar nu mal liya hunda hai shabd naam di kamai karke, aur hirsha nu bhi oh ਜਨਮ ਨਹੀਂ ਦੇਣ ਦਿੰਦੇ ਗਏ, ਜਨਮ ਤੋਂ ਪਹਿਲਾਂ ਹੀ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਉਸ ਤੇ ਕਾਬੂ ਪਾ ਲਿਆ ਹੁੰਦਾ.
ਬਟ ਦੀ ਥੋਟਸ ਆਫ ਦੋਸ ਹੂ ਡੂ ਦੀ ਮੈਡੀਟੇਸ਼ਨ ਆਫ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਨਾਮ ਗੋ ਇਨ ਦਾ ਵਿਦਿਨ ਆਰ ਐਗਜੈਕਟਲੀ ਓਪੋਜ਼ਿਟ ਦੈਨ ਦੀ ਥੋਟਸ ਆਫ ਦੀ ਕ੍ਰਿਟਿਕਸ, ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ ਦੇ ਡੂ ਨਾਟ ਹੈਵ ਐਨੀ ਈਗੋਇਜ਼ਮ, ਦੇ ਹੈਵ ਆਲਰੇਡੀ ਕੌਂਕਰਡ ਦਾ ਈਗੋਇਜ਼ਮ, ਐਂਡ ਦੇ ਨੈਵਰ ਅਲਾਓ ਦਾ ਜੈਲਸੀ ਟੂ ਬੀ ਬੋਰਨ. ਬਿਫੋਰ ਜੈਲਸੀ ਇਜ਼ ਕ੍ਰੀਏਟਿਡ, ਦੇ ਹੈਵ ਈਜ਼ੀਲੀ ਕੌਂਕਰਡ ਇਟ.
ਮੁਹੰਮਦ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਦੀ ਜੀਵਨ ਘਟਨਾ ਆਉਂਦੀ ਹੈ, ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਦੇਖ ਕੇ ਕੋਈ ਆਦਮੀ ਹੀਰਸ਼ਾ ਕਰਦਾ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਸੀਗਾ ਕਿ ਇਸ ਨੂੰ ਇਤਨੇ ਆਦਮੀ ਕਿਉਂ ਮੰਨਦੇ ਹੈ, ਮੈਂ ਅੱਛਾ ਹੈ. ਇੱਕ ਦਿਨ ਮੁਹੰਮਦ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਬਾਜ਼ਾਰ ਚਲੇ ਜਾ ਰਹੇ ਸੀਗੇ, ਸਾਥ ਮੇ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦਾ ਕੋਈ ਸੇਵਕ ਵੀ ਸੀਗਾ. ਉਹ ਆਦਮੀ ਅੱਗੇ ਦੇਖਣ ਸਾਰ ਹੀ ਗਾਲੀਆਂ ਨਿਕਾਲਣ ਲੱਗ ਪਿਆ, ਔਰ ਮੁਹੰਮਦ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਉੱਥੇ ਖੜ ਗਏ. ਉਹ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਸੇਵਕ ਸੀਗਾ ਉਹ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗਿਆ, ਜੀ ਇਹ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਗਾਲੀਆਂ ਨਿਕਾਲਦਾ ਹੈ, ਤੁਸੀਂ ਕੁਛ ਬੋਲਦੇ ਨਹੀਂ ਗਏ. ਉਹ ਚੁੱਪ ਰਹੇ, ਸੁਣੀ ਗਏ. ਸਾਨੂੰ ਪਤਾ ਹੀ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਬੋਲਣ ਵਾਲੇ ਦੀ ਲਿਮਿਟ ਹੁੰਦੀ ਹੈ, ਆਖਰ ਗਲਾ ਸੁੱਕ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ. ਔਰ ਉਹ ਚੁੱਪ ਕਰਕੇ ਖੜੇ ਰਹੇ. ਜਦ ਉਹ ਚੁੱਪ ਹੋਇਆ, ਉਹ ਆਪਦੇ ਸੇਵਾਦਾਰ ਨੂੰ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੇ, ਬਈ ਪਿਆਰਿਆ ਤੂੰ ਇਹਨੂੰ ਪਤਾ ਕਰ ਇਸ ਨੂੰ ਕਿਸ ਚੀਜ਼ ਦੀ ਜ਼ਰੂਰਤ ਹੈ, ਮੈਂ ਪੂਰੀ ਕਰ ਸਕਦਾ ਹੋਵਾਂ ਤੋ ਮੈਂ ਇਹਦੀ ਸੇਵਾ ਕਰਕੇ ਬੜਾ ਖੁਸ਼ ਹੋਊਂਗਾ. ਉਹ ਸੇਵਾਦਾਰ ਬੜਾ ਹੈਰਾਨ ਹੋਇਆ ਕਿ ਉਹ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਗਾਲੀਆਂ ਨਿਕਾਲਦਾ ਹੈ, ਇਹ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਆ ਮੈਂ ਇਹਦੀ ਸੇਵਾ ਕਰਕੇ ਖੁਸ਼ ਹੋਊਂਗਾ, ਅਗਰ ਮੈਂ ਕਰ ਸਕਦਾ ਵਾਂ ਤੂੰ ਇਹਨੂੰ ਪੁੱਛ ਇਹਨੂੰ ਕੀ ਜ਼ਰੂਰਤ ਹੈ. ਹੁਣ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਸੋਚ ਕੇ ਦੇਖ ਸਕਦੇ ਹੋ. ਕਬੀਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਆ ਕਿ ਫਰੀਦ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ, ਜੋ ਤੈਂ ਮਾਰਨ ਮੁੱਕੀਆਂ ਤਿੰਨਾਂ ਨਾ ਮਾਰੇ ਘੁੰਮ, ਆਪਣੜੇ ਘਰ ਜਾਇਆ ਪੈਰ ਤਿੰਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਚੁੰਮ.
There is a story of Prophet Muhammad that once there was a person who used to envy Prophet Muhammad very much because he could not see that how many people were following Prophet Muhammad. So he was always jealous of Prophet Muhammad. Once it so happened that Prophet Muhammad accompanied by one of his sevadas, went to one marketplace, and over there, that same person who used to envy Prophet Muhammad was also there. And as soon as he saw Prophet Muhammad, he started calling names at him and speaking nonsense against Prophet Muhammad. Prophet Muhammad just kept quiet. He did not respond to his calling names and his shouting. And the sevadar who was accompanying Prophet Muhammad was surprised because Prophet Muhammad was not answering anything, and he was just quietly listening to all what the other person had to say. Even though the sevadar told Prophet Muhammad that, "Why don't you answer his calling names and all what he is saying against you, because that is not true." But Prophet Muhammad kept quiet. You know that a person who speaks or who shouts or calls name at others, he also has certain limit. So when that limit came, that person kept quiet and he could not say any further. So then Prophet Muhammad told his sevadar that, "Dear one, now you go and ask him if he needs anything, and if there is anything I can do for him, I will be very happy to serve him." Now that person was very surprised, the sevadar, because the critic had only called names and he had only abused Prophet Muhammad, and Prophet Muhammad did not answer his abuses. Instead, he was offering his seva and he was telling him to go and find out if he needs anything. So he was surprised very much, and he was surprised, but he did not realize that how much humble the beloveds of God are. Farid Sahib also says that those who slap you with their arms, don't you beat them with your fists. Those who come to your home, always kiss their feet.
ਤਕਰੀਬਨ ਐਸਾ ਆਮ ਹੀ ਸੰਤਾਂ ਨਾਲ ਹੋ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ। ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਸਾਵਣ ਸਿੰਘ ਦੇ ਡੇਰੇ ਦੇ ਅੱਗੇ ਕੁਛ ਗਰਮ ਖਿਆਲ ਦੇ ਆਦਮੀ ਇੱਕ ਫਿਰਕੇ ਦੇ, ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਅੱਗੇ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਇੱਕ ਆਪਦਾ ਸਥਾਨ ਬਣਾਇਆ ਜਿੱਥੇ ਬੈਠ ਕੇ ਨਿੰਦਿਆ ਕਰਦੇ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਸੀਗੇ। ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਖਿਲਾਫ ਬਹੁਤ ਕੁਛ ਲਿਖਿਆ ਵੀ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ, ਲੇਕਿਨ ਇਹਦਾ ਜਵਾਬ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਸਾਵਣ ਸਿੰਘ ਨੇ ਕੀ ਦਿੱਤਾ ਸੀਗਾ? ਉਹ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੇ, "ਪਿਆਰਿਓ, ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਖਾਣੇ ਦੀ ਕਮੀ ਹੁੰਦੀ ਹੋਏਗੀ, ਕੋਈ ਹੋਰ ਤਕਲੀਫ ਹੁੰਦੀ ਹੋਏਗੀ, ਗੁਰੂ ਕਾ ਲੰਗਰ ਹੈ, ਇੱਥੋਂ ਖਾਣਾ ਛਕ ਲਿਆ ਕਰੋ। ਤੁਸੀਂ ਦੇਖ ਸਕਦੇ ਹੋ ਕਿ ਸੰਤਾਂ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਕਿਤਨੀ ਦਇਆ ਹੁੰਦੀ ਹੈ। ਇੱਕ ਕਮਾਈ ਵਾਲਾ ਹੀ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਨਿੰਦਕ ਨਾਲ ਪਿਆਰ ਕਰ ਸਕਦਾ ਹੈ, ਬਾਕੀ ਅਸੀਂ ਲੋਕ ਅਗਰ ਉਹ ਥੋੜੀ ਜੀ ਕਰਦਾ ਹੈ, ਅਸੀਂ ਉਸ ਤੋਂ 10 ਗੁਣਾ ਵੱਧ ਕਰਦੇ ਹਾਂ।
Often such things happen in the lives of the perfect Mahatmas. In the time of Baba Savan Singh, people belonging to one particular sect set up a place right in front of the place, in front of the Dera, and they used to do everything against Baba Savan Singh. But Baba Savan Singh did not reply to their criticism or abuses. What he did was, he would invite them to have food in the langar, and he used to say that, "Dear ones, since you work so hard, you might be having some difficulty with the food or some other things. So here we have the langar of the master, and you are welcome. You can come and eat here whenever you want." So you see that only the Mahatmas who have done the meditation, the perfect masters, have this kind of heart. Only they are the ones who can love the critics. Otherwise, you know the condition of the other people, that how we are always ready to answer the criticism of the critic, even though it may be true, but still we are always ready to answer the criticism, and sometimes we are even 10 times more powerful than our critics.
Sorry, pardon.
Var 17, panna 136, number 14. जो आ चंदन मेद ले मेल कपूर कथूरी संदा साब सुगंधर लाई के गुर गांधी अर्ग जा करंदा मजलस आवे साहिबा गुण अंदर होए गुण महकंदा गदा देही खोलिए सार न जाने नरक पवंदा साध संगत गुर शब्द सुन पाओ भगत हृदय न तरंदा अन्नायाखी होंदी बोला कन्ना सुनना सुनंदा बधा चटी जाए परंदा बधा चटी जाए परंदा
भाई गुरुदास जी कहंदे है जिस तरह चोआ चंदन कपूर कस्तूरी केसर बहुत सारिया सुगंधिया लेके ओनु अरगजा भी कहंदे है गुरु गांधी भी कहंदे है ओनु अतर भी कहंदे है ओदा अच्छा अतर बना के अगर कोई ला के अच्छे लोकां विच जांदा है ओथे सुगंधी फैलांदा है और ओ लोक उस अतर दी भी महिमा करदे है अच्छा कहंदे है
Now, Bhai Gurdas says that suppose someone takes all different kinds of fragrant things like sandalwood, musk, camphor, and all other things which produce a lot of fragrance. And if someone takes out the extract of it and make it in the form of the perfume, and if he wears that perfume and goes to meet some other people or goes among other people, then people not only appreciate the person who is wearing the perfume, but the perfume itself gets the appreciation.
Jis tarah oh atar la ke acche aadmiyan ja ke achhi sugandhi phailaunda hai, isse tarah sant mahatma keda argaja, keda atar banaunde hai, teerej, santokh, babek, aur ਇਹ ਅਤਰ ਬਣਾਉਂਦੇ ਹੈ ਖੁਦ ਕਮਾਈ ਕਰਦੇ ਹੈ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਵਿੱਚੋਂ ਮਹਿਕ ਆਉਂਦੀ ਹੈ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਸੇਵਕ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਕਹੇ ਮੁਤਾਬਕ ਕਮਾਈ ਕਰਦੇ ਹੈ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਵਿੱਚੋਂ ਵੀ ਮਹਿਕ ਆਉਂਦੀ ਹੈ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਵੀ ਮਹਿਕਣ ਲਾ ਦਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ ਔਰ ਲੋਕ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਸਤਸੰਗੀਆਂ ਦੀ ਵੀ ਤਾਰੀਫ ਕਰਦੇ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਬੜੇ ਅੱਛੇ ਗੁਰੂ ਦੇ ਹੈ ਉਹਦੇ ਗੁਰੂ ਦੀ ਵੀ ਮਹਿਮਾ ਗਾਉਂਦੇ ਹੈ
ਜਸਟ ਲਾਈਕ ਦ ਪਰਸਨ ਹੂ ਵੇਅਰਸ ਦੈਟ ਪਰਫਿਊਮ ਹੂ ਫਸਟ ਮੇਕਸ ਅ ਪਰਫਿਊਮ ਐਂਡ ਦੈਨ ਵੇਅਰਸ ਇਟ ਐਂਡ ਗੋਸ ਅਮੰਗ ਦੀ ਅਦਰ ਗੁੱਡ ਪੀਪਲ ਹੀ ਗੈਟਸ ਐਪਰੀਸ਼ੀਏਟਿਡ ਦ ਪਰਫਿਊਮ ਗੈਟਸ ਐਪਰੀਸ਼ੀਏਟਿਡ ਇਨ ਦ ਸੇਮ ਵੇ ਵਾਟ ਕਾਈਂਡ ਆਫ ਪਰਫਿਊਮ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਮੇਕਸ ਹੀ ਮੇਕਸ ਦ ਪਰਫਿਊਮ ਕੰਬਾਈਨਿੰਗ ਆਲ ਡਿਫਰੈਂਟ ਵਰਚੂਸ ਐਂਡ ਕੁਆਲਿਟੀਜ਼ ਵਿਚ ਹੀ ਹੈਜ਼ He combines, he mixes the patience, contentment, discrimination and all the good qualities he has and he makes that perfume. He himself is spreading the fragrance and he also makes his disciples, those who follow him, wear that perfume. So when those disciples who live according to the instructions of the masters and those who wear those perfume, those good qualities of the master, they get appreciated and even the master also And the master also gets appreciated. People then say that this person is the follower of that master, and like the master, he also has the good qualities.
Lekan Pai Sahib the manmukh nu gada karke bayan karde hai. Agar ohi ath sugandhi wala atar toop gade de utte la deye, oh roodiyan te firn wala hai, gandi jagah te firn wala hai, oh upar ho raakh pa lenda hai. ਉਸ ਨੂੰ ਖੁਦ ਵੀ ਉਹਦੀ ਖੁਸ਼ਬੂ ਨਹੀਂ ਆਉਂਦੀ ਗੀ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਉਹਦੇ ਸਾਥ ਨੇ ਗਧੇ ਫਿਰਦੇ ਹੈ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਵੀ ਉਸ ਦਾ ਕੋਈ ਗਿਆਨ ਨਹੀਂ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਵੀ ਖੁਸ਼ਬੂ ਨਹੀਂ
ਹੇਅਰ ਭਾਈ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਕਾਲਸ ਦੀ ਮੁਕਸ ਐਸ ਦੀ ਡੋਂਕੀਸ ਹੀ ਸੇਜ਼ ਦੈਟ ਇਫ ਯੂ ਪੁੱਟ ਦੈਟ ਪਰਫਿਊਮ ਦੈਟ ਫ੍ਰੈਗਰੈਂਟ ਥਿੰਗ ਔਨ ਟਾਪ ਆਫ ਦੀ ਡੋਂਕੀ ਹੀ ਵਿਲ ਨਾਟ ਐਪਰੀਸ਼ੀਏਟ ਇਟ ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ ਹੀ ਇਜ਼ ਅ ਐਨੀਮਲ ਹੂ ਲਾਈਕਸ ਟੂ ਗੋ ਐਂਡ ਲਿਵ ਇਨ ਦ ਡਰਟੀ ਪਲੇਸਿਸ ਸੋ ਇਵਨ ਦੋ ਯੂ ਪੁੱਟ ਦੈਟ very strong perfume on him, but still he will go and put more ashes and more dirt on his body. Neither he appreciates it, nor the other donkeys among whom he lives has any idea, and they also don't appreciate that perfume.
ਜਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਗਧਾ ਗੰਦੀ ਜਗ੍ਹਾ ਤੇ ਖੁਸ਼ ਰਹਿੰਦਾ ਹੈ, ਇਸੇ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਮਨਮੁਖ ਲੋਕ ਗੁਰੂ ਦੀ ਸੰਗਤ ਸੋਭਤ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਆਉਂਦੇ ਹੈ, ਉਹ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਵੀ ਸੁਣਦੇ ਹੈ, ਦਰਸ਼ਨ ਵੀ ਕਰਦੇ ਹੈ, ਲੇਕਿਨ ਨਾ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਦਰਸ਼ਨਾਂ ਦਾ ਅਹਿਮੀਅਤ ਹੈ, ਨਾ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਬਚਨਾਂ ਦੀ ਹੈ। ਉਹ ਫਿਰ ਵੀ ਜਿਵੇਂ ਗਧਾ ਅਰੂੜੀ ਦੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਖੁਸ਼ ਰਹਿੰਦਾ ਹੈ, ਉਹ ਵੀ ਵਿਸ਼ੇ ਭੋਗ ਕੇ, ਵਿਸ਼ੇ ਬਕਾਰਾਂ ਚ ਲੱਗ ਕੇ, ਦੁਨੀਆਂ ਦੀ ਮਾਨਵੜੀ ਵਿਚ ਲੱਗ ਕੇ ਖੁਸ਼ ਰਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ।
The manmukhs, even though they come to the masters, they listen to the words of the master, but still, like the donkeys, always remain pleased and happy living in the dirty place. In the same way, those manmukhs also always remain happy and pleased doing the worldly things and involving themselves in the worldly dirts.
Kabir Sahib kehnde hai ke ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਨੇ ਦਿਆ ਕਰਕੇ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਇਨਸਾਨੀ ਜਾਮਾ ਦਿੱਤਾ, ਬੜੇ ਅੱਛੇ ਅੱਛੇ ਸਾਡੇ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਭੋਜਨ ਰੱਖੇ ਹੈ, ਸਾਨੂੰ ਬੁੱਧੀ ਬਖਸ਼ੀ ਹੈ ਅੱਛੇ ਖਾਣਿਆਂ ਦੀ ਪਰਖ ਕਰਨ ਵਾਸਤੇ, ਇਸੇ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਮਾੜੇ ਚੰਗੇ ਕਰਮ ਦੀ ਵੀ ਬੁੱਧੀ ਬਖਸ਼ੀ ਹੋਈ ਹੈ, ਲੇਕਿਨ ਸਾਡੀ ਹਾਲਤ ਉਸ ਗਧੇ ਵਰਗੀ ਹੈ। ਕਬੀਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ, ਹਰੀ ਅੰਗੂਰੀ ਗਧਾ ਚਰੈ ਨਿਤ ਉੱਠ ਹਾਸਾ ਹੀਂਗਾ ਮਰੈ। ਅਸੀਂ ਉਹ ਵਿਸ਼ੇ ਬਕਾਰਾਂ ਦੀ ਗੰਦ ਦੇ ਵਿਚ ਲਿਬੜ ਕੇ ਖੁਸ਼ ਰਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ, ਉਹ ਸਭ ਕੁਛ ਖਾ ਕੇ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਨੂੰ ਵੀ ਅਸੀਂ ਧੋਖਾ ਦਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ, ਆਪਣੇ ਆਪ ਨੂੰ ਵੀ ਦਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ, ਔਰ ਅਸੀਂ ਬੁਰੇ ਕੰਮਾਂ ਚ ਲੱਗ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਹੈ।
ਕਬੀਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਸੇਜ਼ ਦੈਟ ਗੋਡ ਆਲਮਾਈਟੀ ਹੈਵ ਗ੍ਰੇਸ਼ੀਅਸਲੀ ਗਿਵਨ ਅਸ ਅ ਵੈਰੀ ਬਿਊਟੀਫੁਲ ਲਾਈਫ ਐਂਡ ਬਿਊਟੀਫੁਲ ਬਾਡੀ ਟੂ ਲਿਵ ਇਨ, ਐਂਡ ਹੀ ਹੈਜ਼ ਆਲਸੋ ਗਿਵਨ ਅਸ ਦਿਸ ਸੈਂਸ ਆਫ ਡਿਸਕ੍ਰਿਮੀਨੇਸ਼ਨ ਥਰੂ ਵਿਚ ਵੀ ਕੈਨ ਡਿਸਕ੍ਰਿਮੀਨੇਟ ਵਾਟ ਇਜ਼ ਗੁੱਡ ਐਂਡ ਬੈਡ, ਐਂਡ ਹੀ ਹੈਜ਼ ਗਿਵਨ ਅਸ ਸੋ ਮੈਨੀ ਡਿਫਰੈਂਟ ਕਾਈਂਡ ਆਫ ਗੁੱਡ ਫੂਡਸ, and he has given us this knowledge, this sense of discriminating the good food from the bad food, and he has given us so many other things which we are enjoying in this world, in this life. But still, what is our condition? Our condition is like the condition of the donkey, who after eating all these beautiful things given to us by God Almighty, still we want to get involved in the dirty things of the world. And even though we get so many good things from God Almighty, but still, after consuming them, we deceive God Almighty and we do not appreciate all the good things which He has given to us.
Guru Nanak kehnde hai, Nanak te nar asal khar, jo bin gun garb granth.
Guru Nanak sahab says that, O Nanak, those who are proud without having any quality, those who are proud of themselves without having any good quality in themselves, they are the real donkeys.
Guru Nanak kehnde hai, gadhe de utte jinna marzi chandan mal deo, ਪਰ ਉਹਦਾ ਪਿਆਰ ਸੁਭਾਅ ਨਾਲ ਹੀ ਹੈ। ਇਸੇ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਗੁਰਮੁਖ ਨੂੰ ਜੋ ਮਨਮੁਖ ਨੂੰ ਜੋ ਮਰਜ਼ੀ ਸੰਤ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਸੁਣਾ ਦੇਣ, ਹਦਾਇਤ ਕਰ ਦੇਣ, ਲੇਕਿਨ ਉਹਦਾ ਪਿਆਰ ਵਿਸ਼ੇ ਬਕਾਰਾਂ ਨਾਲ ਹੀ ਹੈ।
ਫਰਦਰ ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਨਕ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਨੋ ਮੈਟਰ ਹਾਊ ਮਚ ਆਫ ਦ ਸੈਂਡਲਵੁੱਡ ਪੇਸਟ ਯੂ ਪੇਸਟ ਔਨ ਦ ਬਾਡੀ ਆਫ ਦ ਡੋਂਕੀ, ਬਟ ਸਟਿਲ ਹੀ ਆਲਵੇਸ ਲਵਸ ਦ ਡਰਟ ਇਨ ਦ ਸੇਮ ਵੇ। ਨੋ ਮੈਟਰ ਹਾਊ ਮੈਨੀ ਗੁੱਡ ਵਰਡਸ ਯੂ ਮੇਕ ਦ ਮਨਮੁਖ ਹੀਅਰ, ਨੋ ਮੈਟਰ ਹਾਊ ਮਚ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰਸ ਟੈਲ ਦ ਮਨਮੁਖਸ, ਬਟ ਸਟਿਲ they always love the worldly pleasures.
ਕੰਨਾਂ ਨਾਲ ਗੁਰੂ ਦੇ ਬਚਨ ਨਹੀਂ ਸੁਣਦਾ, ਬੋਲਾ ਹੋ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਕੀ ਹਦਾਇਤਾਂ ਕੀਤੀਆਂ ਹਨ, ਅੱਖਾਂ ਨਾਲ ਦਰਸ਼ਨ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਰਦਾ ਗਾ, ਫਿਰ ਵੀ ਬੁਰੇ ਪਾਸੇ ਤੱਕਦਾ ਹੈ। ਅਗਰ ਕਿਸੇ ਦੇ ਸਮਝਾਉਣ ਬਜਾਉਣ ਤੋਂ ਉਹ ਸਾਧ ਸੰਗਤ ਦੇ ਵਿਚ ਆ ਵੀ ਜਾਵੇ ਤੋ ਬੱਧਾ ਚੱਟੀ ਭਰਦਾ ਹੈ ਵੀ ਚੱਲ ਇਹ ਨਾਰਾਜ਼ ਹੋਏਗਾ, ਜਾ ਹੀ ਆਉਂਦੇ ਹੈ, ਜਾਂ ਹੋਰ ਆਦਮੀਆਂ ਦਾ ਸੰਗਤ ਦੇ ਵਿਚ ਜਾ ਕੇ ਕੰਮ ਬਣ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ, ਅੱਛੇ ਵਪਾਰ ਚੱਲਦੇ ਹੈ, ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਦੇਖ ਕੇ ਵੀ ਕਈ ਦਫਾ ਲਾਲਚੀ ਆਦਮੀ ਵੀ ਆ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਹੈ।
ਹੀ ਡਸਨਟ ਲਿਸਨ ਟੂ ਦੀ ਇੰਸਟਰਕਸ਼ਨਸ ਆਫ ਦਾ ਮਾਸਟਰਸ ਐਂਡ ਹੀ ਬਿਕਮਸ ਲਾਈਕ ਐਜ਼ ਇਫ ਹੀ ਹੈਜ਼ ਬਿਕਮ ਡੈਫ, ਇਨ ਦਾ ਸੇਮ ਵੇ ਹੀ ਡਸਨਟ ਲੁੱਕ ਐਟ ਦਾ ਮਾਸਟਰ, ਹੀ ਡਸ ਨਾਟ ਐਂਜੋਏ ਦੀ ਦਰਸ਼ਨ ਆਫ ਦਾ ਮਾਸਟਰ, ਹੀ ਆਲਵੇਸ ਲੁੱਕਸ ਫਾਰ ਸਮ ਅਦਰ ਥਿੰਗਸ ਇਵਨ ਆਫਟਰ ਕਮਿੰਗ ਇਨ ਦੀ ਕੰਪਨੀ ਆਫ ਦਾ ਮਾਸਟਰ, ਐਂਡ ਹੀ ਡਸ ਨਾਟ ਲਾਈਕ ਟੂ ਕਮ ਇਨ ਦਾ ਸਤਸੰਗ ਹਿਮਸੈਲਫ, ਬਟ ਹੀ ਕਮਸ only because he sees other people coming to the satsang, and because he sees that the other people, when they went to the satsang, they had good business or their lives became better. So in order to make his life better, because of the greed also, he sometimes comes to the satsang, but he does not appreciate the master and he does not listen to the instructions of the master.
Guru Nanak kehnde badda chatti jo pare na gun na upkar.
Our closing bhajan is on page 41, Tapade Hirade Tare Ake. After coming, he cooled the heated hearts by showering the rain of Nam. The true Satguru has come to remove the pains of the suffering ones. The place where beloved Kripal resides is blooming. Time after time he planted the plants of Nam and gave the water of Satsang. Hail, hail, beloved Kripal. He attached the dear ones to his feet. Showing the path of five Shabads, he united them in him. Removing the differences of duality, he taught only one Shabda. Beloved Kripal is present everywhere, absorbed in the eyes. The beautiful one who is present in all is obtained by the rare ones. He taught one Shabad after making us forget all the knowledge of the world. Das Ajaib makes this prayer. Listen, O beloved Kripal, we have fallen at your door. Save our honor, O giver, filling the joli of Nam. He taught to fill the jolis of Nam. After coming, he cooled the heated hearts by showering the rain of Nam. The true Satguru has come to remove the pains of the suffering ones. Tapa de here today, tare ake, namadami bardasagia, tare dani varane dukia vale, sacha sati guru agia. Tapa de here today, tare ake, namadami vardasagia. Tare dani varane dukia vale sacha sati guru agia. Jisatate kirpala piara aute bhaga bahara. Same same sirilai bute ajakiriangulazara. Jisatate kirpala piara aute bhaga bahara. Same same sirilai bute ajakiriangulazara. Namade bute lai usane satasanga pani pagia. Tare dani vardane dukia vale sacha sati guru agia. Tapa de here today, tare ake. Namadami vardasagia. Dardi dani vardane dukia vale sacha sati guru agia. Dana dana kiripala piara apani charani lalia. Pancha shabada darasata dasake apane vicha milalia. Dana dana kiripala piara apani charani lalia. Pancha shabada darasata dasake apane vicha milalia. Duidveta da beda mitake iko shabada sikagia. Tare dani varane dukia vale sacha sati guru agia. Tapa de here today, tare ake. Namadami vardasagia. Tare dani vardane dukia vale sacha sati guru agia. Hardatate kirpala piara ਅੰਕੀਆਂ ਵਿੱਚ ਸਮਾਇਆ ਹੈ। ਗੱਟ ਗੱਟ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਵਸਦਾ ਸੋਨਾ ਬਿਰਲੇ ਨੇ ਹੀ ਪਾਇਆ ਹੈ। ਹੜਤਾ ਤੇ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਪਿਆਰਾ ਅੱਕੀਆਂ ਵਿੱਚ ਸਮਾਇਆ ਹੈ। ਗੱਟ ਗੱਟ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਵਸਦਾ ਸੋਨਾ ਬਿਰਲੇ ਨੇ ਹੀ ਪਾਇਆ ਹੈ। ਦੁਨੀਆ ਦੇ ਸਭ ਇਲਮ ਚੁਡਾਕੇ ਇੱਕ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਸਿਖਾ ਗਿਆ। ਦਾੜਦਾ ਨਿਵਾਰਨ ਦੁਖੀਆਂ ਵਾਲੇ ਸਾਚਾ ਸਤਿਗੁਰੂ ਆ ਗਿਆ। ਤਪਦੇ ਹਿਰਦੇ ਤਾੜੇ ਆ ਕੇ ਨਾਮ ਦਮੀ ਵਰਸਾ ਗਿਆ। ਦਰਦਾ ਨਿਵਾਰਨ ਦੁਖੀਆਂ ਵਾਲੇ ਸਾਚਾ ਸਤਿਗੁਰੂ ਆ ਗਿਆ। ਦਾਸ ਅਜੈਬ ਅੜਜਾ ਕਰਦਾ ਸੁਨ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਪਿਆਰੀਆ। ਦਰ ਤੇਰੇ ਤੇ ਦਾਤੇ ਆ ਕੇ ਰਾਕੀ ਲਾਜ ਦਤਾਰੀਆ। ਦਾਸ ਅਜੈਬ ਅੜਜਾ ਕਰਦਾ ਸੁਨ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਪਿਆਰੀਆ। ਦਰ ਤੇਰੇ ਤੇ ਦਾਤੇ ਆ ਕੇ ਰਾਕੀ ਲਾਜ ਦਤਾਰੀਆ। ਨਾਮ ਦਨ ਦੀ ਚੋਲੀ ਬੜਕੇ ਚੋਲੀ ਬੜਨ ਸਿਕਾ ਗਿਆ। ਦਰਦਾ ਨਿਵਾਰਨ ਦੁਖੀਆਂ ਵਾਲੇ ਸਾਚਾ ਸਤਿਗੁਰੂ ਆ ਗਿਆ। ਤਪਦੇ ਹਿਰਦੇ ਤਾੜੇ ਆ ਕੇ ਨਾਮ ਦਮੀ ਵਰਸਾ ਗਿਆ। ਦਰਦਾ ਨਿਵਾਰਨ ਦੁਖੀਆਂ ਵਾਲੇ ਸਾਚਾ ਸਤਿਗੁਰੂ ਆ ਗਿਆ। After coming, he cooled the heated hearts by showering the rain of Naam. The true Satguru has come to remove the pains of the suffering ones. May God bless us all.